We're going to ring somebody back. You have to answer the phone by saying, hello, I'm listening, right?
If you just say hello...
That's not enough.
That's not enough.
You say, I'm listening...
It's not enough.
Not enough.
Put them together. Hello, I'm listening. That's the phrase that pays.
Sarah Cox did it the other day. We rang her. She answered saying, hello, I'm listening. Perfect. That's what you do. Mm. Yesterday's caller, Rihanna, was it?
Rhiannon. Rhiannon. Yes. Who we're going to meet today.
Yeah, she'll be here in about an hour.
Very, very soon.
She'll be what?
She'll be here in about an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's on the train right now.
Let's hope.
Yeah, if she's not...
She won't be here in an hour. Simples.
All right, so... I have a list of numbers in front of me. I start at the top and work my way down.
Mm.
But hopefully the top one will answer.
Good luck, everybody.
And then they will be coming go-karting with us and the Wanted tomorrow.
They're either a fan of the Chris Moyle Show or go-karting or the Wanted.
You don't think all three?
Possibly.
Possibly.
It'd be great if they were.
It's quite a specialist, though.
We'll find out.
Here we go.
It's ringing.
Hi, Chris, I'm listening.
I say no. You're meant to say, hello, I'm listening, not, hi, Chris, I'm listening.
No.
Yeah, man, we stressed it. Hello, I'm listening. Hello doesn't work. I'm listening doesn't work. Hello, I'm listening does work. Hi, Chris, I'm listening. I say no.
It's harsh, but...
Dave?
That is the phrase, isn't it?
Who's this, Finlay?
Yeah. It is, yes.
I say no. It's hello, I'm listening. It's not hi, Chris, I'm listening.
I say no.
All right,
say no.
Three no's.
Three no's, Finlay.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
He didn't sound gutted, did he?
No, not really. Yeah. He sounded like a
I wanted the
anyone.
Saturdays anyway.
Yeah. Is it to go-karting? No, I want to go skinny dipping with the Saturdays.
That's tomorrow's competition.
It's not.
I wanted roller coasters with Roland Keaton. Look, tell you what.
Do you need to rehearse this one more time?
What?
Hello, I'm listening. No, do you know what? It couldn't be easy. It's not hi, Chris.
Do you know what?
I'm listening.
It's a minimum entry requirement. If you can't get that, then you're too stupid to come anyway.
What have I always said? We know when we answer the phones.
Yeah.
All right. Roz goes, hello, Radio 1. If the person on the other end goes, hello, is that Radio 1? Right, Divi.
Mm.
Divi. They ring in Radio 1. They answer, hello, Radio 1. Hello, is that Radio 1? Duh. So, no, I'm sorry. Hi, Chris, it doesn't work for me.
Hello, I'm listening. Yeah. Hello, I'm listening.
Rihanna got it right. Perfect yesterday. So I'm going to go for person number two.
Good luck.
All right, thanks.
All of us.
Hello, I'm listening. Hello, I'm listening.
Do you want to start again?
No, here
okay.
We go. Ready? Caller number two. Hello, I'm listening.
Caller number two, please.
Hello, I'm listening.
Oh! You weren't 100% sure it was us then, were you?
No, I wasn't, no.
I thought you were going to get that wrong. I thought that was just going to be a hello.
Pregnant pause.
There was a pause and then the I'm listening followed.
Is that Darren?
Yeah, it's Darren, yeah.
Morning, Darren. Chris here, you right?
Yeah, morning, Chris.
Right. Where are you?
At work at the moment.
Right.
Are you a big fan of The Wanted, Darren?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Yes, I am.
Who's your favourite member of The Wanted, Darren? Darren?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
not
right,
sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Say Max.
Where are you from?
From Southampton.
Ah, okay, all right. What do you do? You sound very unsure about talking to us. Is everything all right?
Yeah, just a bit nervous.
All right, don't be nervous, it's fine. It's only yours. What do you do? What's your job?
Plumbing and heating.
Oh, nice.
Which do you prefer?
Doesn't matter. So, all right, Darren, so tomorrow we're going go-karting with the Wanted, all right?
Okay, yeah, brilliant.
All right, try and get a bit excited between now and then. If you can.
Are you competitive?
Yeah, very, very.
Great.
Be careful, don't ram Tina off halfway round, will you?
She hates that.
Yeah.
I'll try not to.
I know, it'll be very difficult. All right, see you tomorrow. Cheers, Darren.
Okay.
Bye then,
bye. Bye. What's your favourite radio station?
Oh, I didn't ask him.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
I'll ring him back.
No, I don't want to.
Ring him back.
I'll email you.
So sorry, Finlay, you were out, but Darren is in, so well done. He did sound very hesitant, though, didn't he?
He did. He sounded like he wasn't where he should have been.
He might just be nervous, though, like he says.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Sounds
or
nervous.
Your phone's just rang, you listen to the radio.
If you know someone who entered the competition, you should call their mobile now and see if they answer with hello.
Withhold your number.
Yeah. When we used to do it on a Saturday mornings in the old days, He said, hello, I'm listening. The amount of people were texting going, I've answered the phone all morning by going, hello, I'm listening. Hello, Paul, it's your brother. Hi.
The secret...
You're listening to what? No, it doesn't matter.
The secret is to get somebody's number in your phone ready, and then as soon as you hear our phone dialing, then press theirs. No. That will really freak them out. Do that tomorrow, maybe.
Is your Nick listening, Tom?
She will be on the school run now, so no, she won't. She'll just left the house.
Oh, okay. Hello, I'm not listening.
Mm. Hello, I'm on the school run.
By the way, you know I rang Sandy the other day when we were doing the example of hello, I'm listening, and he didn't know it was us.
Yeah.
Apparently he was on the loo.
Oh, was he?
So he wasn't listening.
Hello!
Ouch. Yeah.
Hello! Hello, I'm pooing! Oh, well, there you go. Darren, who's obviously a massive fan of The Wanted there.
He loves all of them. He couldn't pick a favourite.
He couldn't pick a favourite, no. Well, that's understandable.
Yeah. There are teenage girls up and down the country right now cursing Darren.
Hmm.
Season Rhythm of Love. So, this is interesting.
It's very interesting.
So, we're doing the competition to go go-karting, okay?
With us and The Wanted tomorrow.
And we do hello, I'm listening on the phone. We ring a caller back. He says, hi, Chris, I'm listening. We're playing hello, I'm listening. We rule, no, that's not right.
Disqualified.
Disqualified. Yeah. Then we call the next name on the list, Darren. He says, hello, I'm listening. Jobs are good. Then I look at the text messages, and there's a handful, right, going, no, he said, hello, I'm a listener. So Alad and I go, I don't think he said that. I thought he said, hello, I'm listening.
Mm.
They go away, they listen back to it. So here's what's happened during the news, sport, weather, and two songs. Alad and Sam...
have had, like, a steward's inquiry.
..have gone and listened to it. They've rung our exec producer, Reese. He's on the tube. We go to the...
duty exec.
The duty exec.
Wow.
The duty executive producer, which is Joe.
Yeah.
So Joe said... did Joe hear it? Was he listening or not?
He was listening.
But he wouldn't have heard it clearly enough to say either way, right?
We cheered over it, so he wasn't sure.
Right. So he says, well, if he got it wrong, then... so here we are, right? In the rules of honesty and transparency, the BBC...
Mm.
By the way, if I was a Daily Mail journalist, I'd be sitting here ready to type.
Oh, I can hear them now.
With their pens all sharpened.
I don't think it's going to be a front page story, even page 49. So here's the dilemma we're in. We've now got the clip of Darren saying whatever he says.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play it. It's really confusing. Now,
can I say something before you do it?
Well, no. Well, okay. Let me just finish, though. It's so difficult to make this fair. Because who's to say what fair is?
Yeah.
We said to Darren, well done, you come in. A few people were going, no, we didn't say it. Now, as Alad says, we were very harsh with the guy on line one, but I say, here's my take on it. The guy on line one said, hi, Chris, I'm listening. So he said hi instead of hello, put my name in the middle. That's wrong. Right?
He knew what to say.
If you said to Matt Lucas and David Williams, oh, hello there, I'm an actual lady, that's not their catchphrase.
You see, the way that I see it is that for those people that think that we're being a bit picky and
By the way, frankly, I don't care either way, but I just think it's fascinating.
For those that think this is a bit picky, you also have to understand the other people who may have been waiting by their phones, who say, well, hang on, I would have said it word perfect, and therefore it's not fair on me if you're letting somebody through... who's been slightly different.
So at the moment, there's some doubt that the guy who won, Darren, didn't say, hello, I'm listening.
He definitely did not say...
Well, hang on. Now, here's what will make it even more confusing. If I play you the clip...
Okay.
Because I think that will divide everyone in the room.
Right, okay.
See, I think we have to stick to the rule, which is they have to say that.
Yeah. All right.
And I think this conversation on air has helped me make my decision.
Has it?
Well, let me play the clip, and then you, hand on heart, 100% tell me what he's saying.
Okay.
Okay.
All right?
Deal.
All right, this is the audio of me saying, hello, I'm listening, and the phone rings, then he answers.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious to know what people on the text think, although you can't decide. Because if you do decide, then someone questions it, the Daily Mail will have to write about you. And we'll have to put a press statement out about you. And
can't be bothered, really.
It's just too much hassle. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Hello, I'm listening.
Call number two, please.
Hello, I'm listening.
Now, Tina, what are you saying?
Hello, I'm a listener.
No.
Oh, okay,
now,
sorry, I'm just
Dave,
saying
what did you hear?
That's what I'm hearing.
I heard, hello, I'm a listener. Or rather, hello.
John?
Hello, I'm listener, is what I heard.
See, now I hear, hello, I'm listener.
I can't hear
listener or listening? I can't decide whether he gave a lazy listening. He definitely did not say a.
Hello, I'm listening.
He does not say I'm a listener. Let's have it again. Let's have it again.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Okay. Here we go.
Hello, I'm listener.
Hello, I'm listener.
Hello, I'm listener.
Now, let me play it to you again. But I want you to think, I want you to imagine in your head he says, hello, I'm listening.
Okay.
Hello, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
But he says it very quick.
All right.
Hello, I'm listening. All right?
Yeah.
So think of the word listening, okay, just to make it more confusing.
Hello, I'm listener.
No, I still get listener.
Listener.
Right,
listener.
We need to make a decision now.
Right, do you know what?
A decision needs to be
made. Ring Darren back and say, what did you say?
He's not answering.
Oh, he's not answering. Because he wants to know what the outcome is.
Yeah.
He's not answering in case he goes, hello?
We need to make a decision. And I know what the decision is.
Harsh. You have to be consistent, though.
I've also discussed it with Joe, the duty exec.
Okay.
Right, A-1-9. Do we let him go or do we say no? Go or no? Yes or no? Can he go? Is he right?
Your text will not decide the outcome.
But I think it's fascinating. Matt Fincham, what do you think?
He says listener.
So it's a no?
It's a no.
All right.
Like Dave says, it's not a case of being unfair to him. It's a case of being fair to the people who perhaps missed out on the opportunity.
Correct.
Now, I would say, just to be fair and add, just to throw some things into the middle of this. Alad, what if we said two people can go? He can go and someone else can go.
That wasn't what was discussed with the duty exec.
Yeah.
A duty exec gave
the duty exec is like God.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay, on the text. Go, go, no. Go, go, yes, yes, no. No.
It doesn't help us so far, does it?
I would hate to have to make this decision.
Dominic, what are you saying?
By the letter of the law, we wanted whoever we phoned up to say, hello, I'm listening. It's very simple. Hello, I'm listening. We've played it back and we've heard it two or three times, and he says, hello, I'm listener.
Okay.
So I would say no.
So Alan says no, Matt says no. No, if Alan hasn't said yet.
Alan's not said yet.
But I can tell you're going to say no.
Do you know the thing is, unfortunately, there has to be a decision made, and I've now heard from Reese and the duty exec, and they agree with the decision I have come to as
I
well.
I want to phone Reese back, and if Reese answers with, hello, I'm listening, then I would listen to what he says.
He
hello,
wasn't listening, he's on the tube.
If he says, hello, I was on the tube.
Yeah. I'm listener.
Hello, they have no phone signal or reception for radios down here.
Oh, this is horrible, isn't it?
So, Tina,
do you know what? I think it's harsh, but you have to stick to the rules to be fair to everyone. So, I'm sorry, I think no.
Here's what I think. I think we should cancel the entire thing.
Yeah.
And not bother.
No, that's not fair on everyone who registered.
Now, before we go to Dave, Darren is on the phone line, because I want to know what Darren thinks.
Right.
Darren!
Hello.
I'm a listener. Now, Darren, what do you think you said, and be honest?
Listening.
Really?
You understand our predicament, right?
But it was quick.
You've heard what we...
Hang on, here it is again.
Hello, I'm listening.
Now, does that sound like listening to you?
It doesn't, but my phone's a bit broken at the moment. It only works on loudspeaker.
Yeah, but
it
doesn't change an ing to an er.
I definitely said listening.
See, now, Darren says he definitely said listening, but, you know, it doesn't sound like listening.
I'm afraid, Darren, you did not say that on there. And because we've discussed it, and because the first caller was disqualified, we have to go with the right phrase, which is, hello, I'm listening. I'm really sorry.
Listening.
I'm afraid we've listened to the tapes, we've played it back, even played it back on the radio, And unfortunately, you don't say, hello, I'm listening.
This is so beautiful and comfortable, isn't it?
Oh.
Who would have thought that something so simple could be so dramatic and tense?
I know.
So, it means we get to move on to the third person on the list.
Oh, bye, Darren. Is that Darren's gone now. You just fading him out.
Oh, it's tense, isn't it?
Isn't it? I can't remember any being this tense.
Why don't we just let him go and someone else?
Well,
how fair is that?
But then that can be discussed after this, because what we need to do is find a winner.
Well, here's what I say. It's my name above the door of the show, and I say he goes and someone else goes. Because I think that's so fair. He gets to go and someone else gets to go. And if it costs us more money for the other person to go, I'll pay for it.
Okay.
How about that?
I think that's a very good solution.
Yeah, but instead of Matt Fincham, that's my
role. There you go.
Well, we can go instead of me.
No, you have to go. And Dominic has to dress as Little Bo Peep. That's my stipulation.
That's not part of the deal.
How about that?
I think that's a very nice
solution. Here comes Reese. Now, Reese, before you walk into the studio, I would just say that you stood on the tube and stay out.
Do you really want to walk into the mess?
Why do we do that?
Well, that sounds pretty fair, doesn't it?
I think that's fair. Darren gets to go, and we call somebody else back. And now the irony, if they don't answer the phone with a low-end listing, I'll go mental.
This could be going on until 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
We need to find a winner. And I hope now that people haven't put their phones down thinking it's gone. So if you did register, we might still be calling you
back. I'm so tempted to ring the wrong number now, just so someone goes, hello there. And we go, oh!
So what do? Do we try and find a winner now?
We now go on to the next name on the list.
Find them now.
Like right
we,
now.
We'll do it now. We have to find a winner.
Let's do it.
That's what I'm saying. I say we end up with, like, two people going.
This is real-life drama.
It really is.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is just an insight into what... This is a tiny, minuscule insight into our lives behind the scenes.
You have no
What's the word?
Did he say hello or hello?
People have no idea how difficult it is to be us, do they?
Right. Third time lucky. You have to answer your phone by saying, hello, I'm listening, right? If you entered our competition... To go go-karting with a wanted. It's not like it's for £1 million.
That's true, though.
It lasts about an hour and a half of your life.
Wouldn't it be great if someone goes, hello, I'm listening. Yeah, you've won. Yeah, I can't make it now. Here we go.
She got my hair done.
Hello, I'm listening.
Oh, yeah! No, she said hello.
It's hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, who's that?
It's Claire.
Oh, God, you're in Scotland, aren't you, Claire?
Yeah.
Whereabouts? Really high up, yeah?
Just outside Edinburgh.
But that's fine. There's trains. That's
Claire, you don't really want to win, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Do we pay for their travel?
Yes, we do.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, it's fair to everyone in the UK. Where are you? You live.
I'm in Boulogne.
I'll pay for Darren to go go-karting. You pay for the travel down in Scotland. Claire, did you hear all that debacle?
Yeah.
And what's your view?
He did say listener, but it could have been listening.
Right. Now, bearing in mind, if he said listening, then we wouldn't be ringing you and you wouldn't be going. So what do you think he said now?
I still think he said listener.
There you go. Yeah.
You're right, Claire, of course.
You're right. Yes. All right, Claire. Well, look, we're going to sort all this out. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Are you all right, Claire? What's wrong? You're not related to Darren. Are you upset for him?
I feel a bit bad, but...
Not that bad, though.
You'll get over it, won't you?
Yeah.
You'll enjoy tomorrow just the same.
What do you love more, The Wanted or Darren?
The Wanted.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Me too.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Claire.
Thanks.
Bye.
Why are we scaring all these listeners?
I don't know.
They sound petrified.
Can we ring one more person?
No!
How about this, right?
What, ring them and tell them they haven't won?
Yeah. Hello, I'm listening. Yeah, the
competition. Yeah, it's gone now. I'm closed.
Just a courtesy call from the Chris Moore show.
So you do a courtesy call to tell him that the competition's closed.
On this occasion, you've not been successful.
But we'll keep your details on file. Thank you.
I think we've been very fair, very transparent.
I think that's
very
so funny.
He didn't. We don't think he said listening, and therefore that's.
He didn't say listening. Exactly. Fact.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, I then had to choose somebody else who then comes from Scotland.
Yeah, cheers for that.
That's brilliant. Where are you? Yeah.
Darren, are you still on the line?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay. So this is what I'm throwing in. I'm saying that you get to go and Claire gets to go.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
And if need be, I'll pay for you to go if Alan pays for Claire to come down from Scotland first class on a private jet.
Oh, no. Brilliant.
All right, we'll give you a call later on. We'll tell you the results of this hilarious feature. All right, cheers, man. Bye.
Okay, cheers, Chris.
Bye.
See, now, have you noticed? Now the chance he's got a chance of not going, he suddenly perks up. Starts being a really good caller.
Yeah.
Now he's talking. Now he's confident. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I love all that.
I think it all went very well, didn't it?
So now everyone wins. Well, no, they don't. I take that back.
No.
Not everybody wins.
Oh, my.